We are go for liftoff. Woo-hoo. I don't like that one. But in theory, we are live.
Thunderbirds go.
There we go.
All right. Welcome to Pack Tactics, a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign. I am Crash. I will be your DM for the evening. I am certainly not a mimic. All rumors to that effect are greatly exaggerated. I am, in fact, 2 mimics in a trench coat. That is also a mimic. And with me today are several individuals who are also not mimics, and you cannot prove otherwise. Ellie, who is not a Lamia. Jen, who is rumored to hug Wookiees.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It may have happened.
Yes.
And Cindy, who I haven't thought of something really cool about. So, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I'm a hard one.
And I was also here. Yes.
Who showed up 1 minute later than Ellie thought she'd show up on. But it's not Cindy's fault. It's Ellie's fault for... Ellie needs to adjust her clock. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. How dare you not predict things accurately? All right. And there are others, but they're... Well, Alice is hanging out. That's cool. Arshbeth is hanging out as well. So that's neat. Mm-hmm. But that's it for people currently playing right now. So let's get right into it as soon as we do a recap. What happened last week?
We met some kobolds from Sox's and Dox's old clan. They smelled really bad, but we thought it was because they were looting dead bodies in a town they had killed. They turned out to be ghouls who attacked us when our backs were turned.
Oh.
But we were more distracted by the fight against Mecha King Ghidorah.
Mecha King Ghidorah.
The things Dox, I missed were gone, my goodness.
Dox played the part of Godzilla, and like all Godzillas, he knocked down a building.
Yes, he brought the house down.
Okay, that makes more sense to me now. Oh, boy. Okay.
But we survived.
Yes.
Well, survived is an operative word. There may have been a death save.
Multiple death saves.
Oh, wow.
I met a tiefling with a violin who was very genial.
He seemed nice.
And I went to a giant library.
So I'm assuming Gox did not have a death save to worry about.
Oh, no. No. Okay. Gox didn't get close to death saves.
Okay.
Gox has a gold dragon's worth of hit points on top of his regular hit points.
Yeah. Man, but I missed one thing and, you know.
Meanwhile, there were... he did waste a turn apologizing to Daldane for knocking Daldane unconscious.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It sounds like something Gox would do.
But you won.
All right. Good.
Yeah. There might have been a planning irregularity. The mecha dragon thing may have made itself vulnerable to fire damage by coating itself with oil in addition to the party. And
he might have made
use of this.
This, too, makes sense.
Yes, which is why the giant warehouse was also on fire when it collapsed on everyone.
I missed a good time. Holy cow. Yeah.
And the final blow did send a lot of slag in a lot of directions. So at this point, there's a few small fires starting up in the houses that were around the warehouse. Those are probably going to get larger as time goes on. Usually this is something that Zili would probably run around casting control flames over and over again.
Uh-huh.
But she ended the session in a box.
Oh.
Not, I'd almost forgotten that part.
Yeah. Not a box as in I've set a box out and there is now a cat in there because cat and box. No, no. It's a featureless cube that just appeared where there was once a Zili.
Huh.
And that's, I appreciate odd. Eo, right, I can speak. It's been a long day. I stayed for rehearsal after school, but never mind about that. Eo knew it immediately what it was. But at this point, there's a Zili in a box. She is not currently thinking outside the box. She's thinking about getting outside the box. That's not quite the same thing.
Can we see the box?
You can see the box. You can see the outside of the box. It is a featureless cube. Unless you count angles and corners as features. In that case, it is almost featureless.
So, Zili has turned into the Blender default object.
And just like Blender, there is no observable way to control it in any way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Some would argue that the Blender user interface is really hard to understand, but the truly enlightened will inform you that there is no user interface. I'm sorry, I just gave up on Blender. I don't care anymore. I tried. I didn't try very hard. I didn't try hard enough. I don't deserve Blender, is what I'm getting at. So at this point, I should probably tell you to roll for initiative.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Here we go. I've rolled 12. And I don't know what my initiative is if I'm still a dragon. Let's see.
I have a 25.
I got a 19.
Well, I know I've rolled 12, but I don't know, like, initiative is plus 2 for Gox, not a dragon. But what is it if he's a dragon? Maybe it's just a 12.
He's an adult called dragon, right?
Yeah. I just don't see it.
So that's actually also a plus 2.
Oh, okay. So then I have 14.
Okay, sorry. I muted myself while I was writing things down.
Oh.
Okay. Initiative has been rolled. And Daldane with a 25, you're going first.
Can we hold for a second while EO comes online?
A wild EO will appear?
Well,
oh, I see.
They saw us rolling initiative and said, I'll be on in a sec.
Okay.
Well, I suppose that is one way to summon an EO. That's my secret, Cap. I'm always recording.
Oh, no.
But sometimes I'm just recording intermission music. Or the song that gets on everybody's nerves. I know the song that gets on everybody's
Please
nerves.
Please do not play intermission music.
How about the song that never ends?
That's probably one of them.
I hear some people started singing it, not knowing what it was.
And they'll keep on singing it forever just because.
You already have inspiration. I can't give it to you. You're going to have to spend it first. All right, so we are back. Zili is hopefully settled. We have a 7 for initiative. I have a cat that's attacking bookmarks. Hopefully the cat will not cast remove bookmark because they're sewn into the book.
Oh, no.
Yes, those little ribbon things. I don't want to have to find them in the litter box later. And
okay.
With a roll of 25, Daldane is going first. Daldane, what would you like to do?
Daldane will spend her action investigating the box.
Okay. How do you intend to investigate it?
Unlike Zili, she has no idea what it is.
To be fair, EO. Who knows what it is?
I know what it is. Zili knows she's inside it. Zili is not proficient in Arcana, but I, the player, am.
If only you had a cat familiar, because cats are proficient in box.
Oh, there you go.
I thought cats were enchanted by boxes.
I could if I wanted to, but I already healed people, and that's lots more useful.
Use your once-a-day wish spell to summon a familiar.
And you already used wish to cast heal, if I remember right.
Yeah. So is there any particular way that you examine the box, or are you just going to go up and roll an investigation check?
Actually, I take it back. I'm going to cast message.
Oh. I'm going to have to look up Force Cage to see if that does anything.
Message has a chance of working even on different planes of existence. Force Cage must be really hefty.
Blocking any spells cast into or out of the area.
Yeah. So you cast message, the spell fizzles. Mm. Except?
Mm. Except teleportation spells, which you can try to use, but you have to make charisma saving throws to do it.
So Daldane could try to teleport into the box.
I think only out.
I don't believe it specifies out.
It says a creature inside the cage can't leave it by non-magical means. If the creature tries to use teleportation or interplanar travel to leave the cage, it must first make a charisma saving throw. On a success, the creature can use that magic to exit the cage. On a failure, the creature can't exit and wastes the use of spell or effect.
Yeah, so it doesn't
contradict the earlier statement in regards to going in, only in regards to going out.
So I'm going to declare that if Daldane chose the horribly bad idea of trying to get into the box, she could do it.
That's fair.
Would not recommend.
I chose the idea of sending a message into the box and...
And it fizzles.
It fizzles. Give me just a moment.
A moment has been given.
Okay. I do nothing further.
Okay. Next up, Gox, you're a kobold.
Mm-hmm. I'm a kobold?
Yes.
I thought I was a dragon.
Well,
now I'm a kobold.
You were a dragon.
Oh.
And before that, you were a dragon that was shaped like a kobold. But now you're a kobold shaped like a kobold.
Okay, so how does this affect the hit points I have on my character sheet that are set for dragon?
I'm gonna say that you took enough damage from the various things in the last combat that all temporary hit points are now gone.
Okay, I'll get rid of the temporary hit points.
There was a slight popping noise.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a single bubble of bubble wrap.
Huh. Now I want to know where the rest of the bubble wrap is.
You have forgotten all the bacon recipes.
Marwise wrote them down.
Yes.
Wait, okay. So Gox is Gox again?
Gox is Gox again.
I think so, yeah.
And Zeely is not here to witness it.
Or to cast Counterspell, unfortunately.
Okay, I think I fixed it on the character sheet. We don't know.
All right, so that ends that person's turn. Next up, remember you were in a town full of dead bodies?
Oh, dear.
They start to get up.
And now we're in a town full of undead bodies.
They're coming to get you, Barbara. Thank you. I appreciate the single snort. That is all that comment deserves.
That's me. I think I remember the reference, but anyway.
Yep.
Yep.
Night of the Living Dead.
Ah, yeah, there we are.
The classic. All right. Yeah. Gox, it is your turn.
Okay, so my character sheet says I'm already raging.
Not true.
Okay. So then I would like
you
to rage.
You did, however, defeat the ceiling earlier.
I did. Yes. Okay. Well, I got something.
But this is the first moment since a long rest that Gox has been a kobold. So technically, it's your first rage of the day.
Oh, okay. So then the second one's not appropriate. Okay. Okay. So I would like to rage. And I want to look around and see if I can see what made me not a dragon.
Okay, give me a perception check.
Okay. A six.
I forgot. Actually, no, with a six, I don't have to tell you to roll again.
Okay.
It's sunny outside, so perception checks are at disadvantage. But a six isn't going to cut it.
Yeah. I think I have passive perception of something, but I don't. No, I don't. Wait, yeah, I do.
Yeah, you have... With Sox not present, you have the highest passive perception of the party.
Right.
That said, it's sunny outside.
Okay. Okay. So I can't see whatever it was that...
Yes.
Okay.
However, I'm going to be... I very rarely declare that a perception check or investigation check counts as an action. So if you want to go after one of the zombies or two of the zombies or all the zombies, you can make the attempt.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to... swing an axe at whatever the nearest group of zombies is to wherever I'm standing.
Okay.
All right. So that's 14 on the dice.
Okay.
And
probably look at the zombies, AC.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing to do.
Right. Yeah. And looks
zombies?
Like
what are they?
looks like the it's plus 10 now with the battle axe. And 5 foot range.
Oh, well, yeah. With a plus 10, you hit.
Okay, so I've hit something. Okay.
Yeah,
and I'm going to aim for their heads if I can.
That's how you
know. Yeah, that's how you know they're dead. All right, so that's a hit, so then I roll damage, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's 1d8 plus 4. So let me get a d8.
And don't you also do radiance damage since it's your first hit?
Yeah, that's next. You're right. Okay, the 1d8 is a 1, and the radiance is a d6, unless that's changed. I think it's just a d6. And that one ran into the other dice. Okay, it's a 3. Okay. And I'm going to make sure that the radiance thing hasn't changed, because I don't know. Revenant Blade Attack? That's not it, is it? Okay, I don't know.
Character sheet open.
Yeah, because I just noticed it used to be, like, the battle axe used to be a 9, and now it's a 10, so.
Well, yeah, you leveled up.
Yeah. Oh, did we? Okay. So I don't know if the radiant damage changed, is what I'm trying to discern.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Oh, and rage adds +4 melee damage, so maybe that's where the 10's coming in? I don't know.
So the +4 melee damage adds to the +4 damage that you already had, so that's going to be +8.
Okay.
And there should be something else. The Revenant Blade Attack is something else.
Oh, okay.
You can use a bonus action to attack with the opposite side of your axe.
Okay.
So basically, you strike back on the backswing.
Okay, I get that. I just wanted to make sure I didn't, like, miss something, so. Okay.
You also have a +8 to damage from your radiant damage. So,
oh, +8.
There's two different +8s. One is a combination of your normal strength bonus and being proficient plus raging, and the other is from your radiant damage, also has a +8. So all these things combined.
Okay.
Your powers combined. That zombie is not Captain Planet because you've done lethal damage.
Ah, okay. So that one's dead.
Yeah, I don't... Well, it was before, but still.
It's dead again. I took off its head. That's how you know it's dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't need to ask you how you're going to do this, because...
Yeah.
It's a called shot.
And right, yeah.
By the way, this particular zombie's armor class was 8, so...
Okay,
the only reason
anyway.
To roll would be to see if you got a crit fail.
Okay, and then I get a second swing.
A second swing.
Okay, so...
towards a different zombie.
That one I've rolled a 1, but it's still a +10.
Yes, but a 1 is a crit fail. So
okay, then I've missed.
Yeah.
I assume, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we close enough for pack tactics to apply?
I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to say yes.
Okay, then I'll reroll. Got a 10 on the dice this time.
Okay. Anything other than a 1 hits because you got a +10. Go ahead and roll your damage.
So it's 1d8 +4.
No, 1d10.
1d10.
Yeah, because I'm assuming you're using two-handed, so it'll be 1d10.
Oh, yeah. He always uses two-handed, so I just have been reading the thing wrong. Okay, 1d10 is a 4 +4.
Nope, +8 because you're raging.
+8? Okay, I'm trying.
So it's okay, because that's something that D&D Beyond, for all of the wonderful things that D&D Beyond does, it doesn't have the ability to tell that you're still raging or not. So
okay.
You have to add that in manually, and we've always relied on Chris for that, but he's not here right now.
He's not here right now.
You did 4, you rolled a 4?
I rolled a 4.
Then you did 12 points of damage, because it's 4 +4 +4.
Okay, so that's two zombies that are now missing their heads and are definitely dead.
Enter here a scene of Tim Curry going, 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2 plus... And then the chandelier falls and everyone freaks out.
Aw.
Yes.
All right, that's going to be the end of my turn.
Okay.
I already did all my actions and stuff.
Okay, next up is Zeely. You're in a box. What would you like to do?
I would like to try to dimension door
wait,
out
Zeely
of the box.
Wait, Zeely went before I did?
Oh, wait.
Is that right?
I skipped Marwise. You should have gone right after the zombies got up. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Marwise, what would you like to do?
Oh, I'll start off by casting Holy Aura. It looks like I have to use a 9th level slot for that since I already used my 8.
Oh, wow. Okay. Holy Aura is in effect.
What does this do again?
So, for the most part, it gives us advantage on saves. And anyone making a direct attack against us gets disadvantage. Since these are zombies, I'm assuming they count as undead, which means that anytime they attack us, there's also a chance that they'll go blind.
Oh, okay.
The bad news here is Zeely cannot be a target of this ability.
I figured it's still best to get it on the three of us outside the box.
Okay. So now that we've backed up, we can go forward again. Zeely, you would like to get out of the box?
Yes, I would like to try to dimension door out of the box.
Okay. That's the charisma save.
Mm-hmm. And because if I fail, I do waste the spell slot. Let me just mark the spell slot off before I make the roll so I don't forget. And now I attempt to make a charisma saving throw. That's a 16, so I'm going to spend my inspiration, because that's a 5 on the die.
I mean, let's face it, if Sox would roll a 5 for a stealth check, he'd probably still have over 20.
Well, a dirty 20 is a dirty 20.
You are outside of the box. You weren't quite sure you were going to be outside of the box. It was a teleport you cast, or?
It was Dimension Door.
Okay. Do you have to be able to see where you're going with Dimension Door?
Or have an idea of where I'm going.
Okay, that's fair.
And what I am trying to go is just above the box.
Okay. So for the briefest of moments, you Dimension Door, and as you come out the other side, you see featureless cube wall. And
no,
I imagine,
no, above the box!
I imagine that was very disheartening and panic-inducing. And that's when a little trick of Force Cage comes into effect, where if you're not entirely inside or outside, you get pushed outside. So imagine, if you will, a Jack in the Box, but Jack has been replaced by Zeely.
Excellent, I knew I could do it. So, what's going on? What are we doing? Are we fighting zombies? It looks like we're fighting zombies. Quickened fire. Wait, how many zombies can I see?
Making a quick guesstimate, there's about 20-ish.
I killed 2 of them.
Quickened fireball.
Okay, there's about 3-ish. I'm not even going to bother with a roll at this point. Quickened fireball. Considering zombie hit points, there's about 3 of them left. I love that the microphone picked up you just wiping your hands. Like, yep, I'm done here.
I'm glad it picked that up, because yeah, that's what Zeely's doing.
It almost, at this point, feels like Marwise wasted a 9th level spot to make sure you're all buffed up, because what zombies? Was this supposed to be a thing? DM roll up stats.
Hey, I got overconfident fighting King Ghidorah, so I'm happy to take precautions now.
I had complex, detailed backstories for every single one of those zombies. That's it. Rocks fall. Everyone dies.
Well, now we know what you were doing with all those characters that certain people keep making.
I was killing them off as he rolled them up. That one was the wizard. That one was the bard. That one was the gunslinger. Oh, wait. The ammo was flammable. Uh-oh. Roll a dexterity save? No, joking. In any case, Daldane, it's your turn.
Can I see the... I mean, I kind of assume I can.
See the what?
Can I see the zombies that have fallen?
Oh my.
You see a lot of ash. And there's a few zombies off to the side.
Yeah, but there were some that got killed with axes.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically, I think only one got killed with an axe.
2.
The other one is, you hurt the other one.
Oh.
But you didn't do lethal damage to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So there's one headless zombie on the ground. One zombie who has been partially disarmed. And I mean that literally, because zombies.
So you can still dance macabre if you want to, but it might not be too effective.
Yeah. All right, let me give a look through. Can we see who's... Can I see who's controlling the zombies and who...
Perception check at disadvantage.
At disadvantage.
It's sunny outside.
15.
Okay. No, you don't see them, but you do see... there's a variety of houses nearby. The ones behind you are mostly on fire, and the fire seems to be getting larger and possibly spreading to other buildings. However, in front of you, there's maybe 3 different locations that look like they would be good vantage points for your current location. All 3 of them seem to be shrouded in shadow, so you can't see if anyone's in those locations. But there's 3 possibles.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to do?
Oh, yes. Gox.
Uh-huh.
Get ready to scale up.
All right.
True polymorph.
Yay. Put back the hit points.
Wait. Weren't you already a dragon?
If you concentrate on it for an hour, it becomes permanent. so it's never been cast yet today.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, but Seeley, yeah, didn't realize that Gox got the dragon.
Gox got Dispel Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right.
We can't have that.
Yeah, it happened around the same time you got put in the cube.
So this marks the third time that Gox has been gold dragoned, with Z still waiting to be next in line.
Oh. Oh.
And Bardic Inspiration to Gox.
Okay, remind me what that does again, because I can never remember.
You add a 1d12 to an ability check, attack roll, or saving throw.
1d12, okay.
Yeah, basically any time other than a death save that you're asked to roll a d20, and you're not happy with the number, you can use that Bardic Inspiration to roll a d12 and add that.
Okay, I think I got that.
Yes.
Put one over here.
Sadly, it does not also work for death saves, where, oh man, that song that Duldane sang was so good, I'm just going to make my death save.
And okay, I will point out, since speech is a free action, I will point out, there. Those are the places I expect an attacker to be.
Okay.
All right. That's your turn?
Is it my turn, or is it...
Well, I'm asking if it's the end of Daldane's turn. I think it is.
Okay. It's the end of Daldane's turn.
Okay.
Okay. Then it's somebody else's turn.
Yeah.
And that somebody else is going to have you all make a constitution save.
Okay.
Remember, we get advantage.
Right. I've rolled a 10. Constitution is plus 7 for a dragon.
17.
Not high enough.
Okay.
16. I rolled a 6.
Oh. Can I use the Bardic Inspiration to
make that?
Okay, I'm going to do that. Yep. It's a 12, D12? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Got a 10.
10 and...
So a 27.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be hard to argue that doesn't hit, that doesn't make it.
You could have also decided to use a legendary save, because you get 3 of those per long.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know what I'm fighting, so...
This is also true, but you get 3 times per day to just say, well, I didn't make the save, but I choose to ignore that.
Yeah.
I reject your reality and substitute my own.
Absolutely.
Daldane, 17. Zeely, 16.
Marwise,
20.
Marwise,
net 20.
Yeah, net 20, thanks to advantage.
So, everyone who didn't make the save is taking 34 necrotic damage.
Oh,
that's bad.
And for the two who made the save, so Gox and Marwise, you are actually taking 17.
Okay.
As you take the necrotic damage, you have the distinct sensation that you are the baking soda in a baking soda and vinegar volcano science experiment.
Ugh.
And I'm also going to roll a concentration check.
I am always the baking soda in a baking soda and vinegar science experiment.
I thought you were usually the vinegar, but, you know, whatever.
This is probably a bad time to say that I don't know how baking soda works.
It's essentially you're mixing a base and an acid, and then you get the reaction. That's all.
It goes boom.
See, look, I'm a sorcerer, and I like fire spells. I have never had to resort to baking soda and vinegar.
There might come a time when you have to resort to Mentos and Diet Coke. Oh my gosh, shape water combined with that.
Now you have a minion. An exploding minion.
I have seen
that
video.
That sounds like
of...
something Zeely would do. Zeely would figure out how to explode water.
Yep, sorry.
You got your inspiration point back, by the way.
Yay!
That was good. I appreciate that. Okay, well, that's that person's turn. Now it's time for some kind of zombie.
For what?
I'm quoting an audio adrenaline song, don't mind.
Oh, okay. It cut out, so I didn't
get it. Now I can close that window because Zeely has taken care of all the lower grade cannon fodder zombies. Thank you. I don't have to roll for them to hit anything. The DM might have had more than one reason to grant you inspiration. You have saved us a lot of time. But Marwise, one of them is going to come up and try to make friends with you.
All right. Well, if it's making a direct attack, it has to make a constitution saving throw of 19.
Okay, I'll roll that. If we actually toss the correct die. That's not a d12.
I'm fine with you rolling a d12 on this one.
I am not. You said constitution?
Constitution for 19.
Okay, well, it's a zombie, so it's very durable. It's got a +3 con. So that makes it a 6.
So it's blind now.
Okay. Is it blinded before or after it swings at you?
When a fiend or an undead. Oh, I misread this. It looks like it has to hit first, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it still gets to make the attack roll, but at disadvantage.
Okay. So it has disadvantage for this attack?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Well, if it's blinded, then it rolls a disadvantage. So, whatever. Okay. Rolling. That's a 23, but rolling a disadvantage. That is an 18.
Ties go to the attacker. 18's my AC, exactly.
Okay, you are going to take 7 bludgeoning damage and 7 necrotic damage. Now, is this aura that you've cast a concentration spell?
Yes, so I'll roll another concentration check.
No. It's actually two of them because you took that necrotic damage earlier.
I already rolled for that one, got a 14.
Okay, I forgot about that.
And got a 15 on this one.
Okay.
Because still get advantage because it's a save.
Yep.
All right, so it got its attack, but it failed its constitution save, so now it's just blinded in general, which if being blinded only means it gets disadvantage, then I guess that means if it attacks Azili next turn, it still gets disadvantage, even though she didn't get the aura.
Okay. And now one's going
after... So this
after...
is the aura one-time thing, then, or...?
Well, it's an 8th-level spell. And I only have so many spell slots, especially since...
Oh, no, the aura being an effect on the people that were there instead of an effect on you.
I cast it, and everyone within range then keeps it for as long as I can keep concentration. Even if they move out of range later.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense.
One of them's going up against Daldane.
No.
That's a 9.
That doesn't hit me.
That's a nat 1.
That also doesn't hit me.
The zombie takes a moment to realize that it needs to stop hitting itself.
And it might be going blind as it does, though.
Oh, no.
Well, it's not a subject of the aura, so it has to hit one of the targets it's blessed.
Daldane was in range, wasn't it? Wasn't
yeah,
she?
But it didn't hit Daldane.
It has to hit itself.
Okay,
I rolled a 1.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair.
Itself, now, it does not, in fact, go blind.
Now, technically speaking, I should have made both of those rolls a disadvantage, but they were both misses anyway, so...
Unless it pokes itself in the eyes, I guess.
If it pokes itself
in the eyes, it will go blind.
True, although skeletons can see, so I don't know what's up with... I'm not going to argue zombie biology. It's too late on a school night for me to do that. The third one is going after Zili. Mostly Zili's ankles, because Zili is still on top of the box.
5.
That's... So that is a 22.
That's going to hit unless it gets reduced by something.
Shield. Cast shield.
I could cast shield, but that would only bring me up to 19.
Okay. Well,
unless it gets reduced by something.
So you're going to take 7 points of bludgeoning and 7 necrotic.
Okay.
And for its second trick, that's a 23. Again, 7 points of bludgeoning and 7 necrotic.
Wow.
You get the sensation that these are tougher zombies. They are greater than the other
ones. Wait, did I just take 14 hit points away, or did I just take 7 away?
14.
I can't remember.
14 per
hit. No, I can't remember what I did on my character sheet.
Oh.
And I can't undo.
Well, leave it like it is.
Okay, now I'm putting in another... I think I took away more than 7, but less than 14 for some reason. I'm sick.
I'm just going
to apply the other 14 points of damage, but also this... How many hit points I just took away is a very important...
Take your best guess and go from there.
Because...
Yeah, I would argue just leave it like it is. Technically speaking, less than 5 minutes ago, Zili had a burning building fall on her. So
I'm pretty sure I'm unconscious. I think I miscalculated. I think I had 26 hit points, and I think I did take only 7 away the first time. And anyway, there were 28 points of damage done to me after the failed con save incident.
Okay. Well, this game just got a bit more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to forget Marwise's turn. It is now Marwise's turn.
So, let's start off with 7th level Mass Cure Wounds. And
Bard. That's Bard. Cleric MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone gets up to 52 health back because I'm automatically doing max healing now. I love that. And I will keep bringing that up.
How many was that?
52. Sorry.
52? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. I'm awake.
Zeely is that student in the middle of the classroom that temporarily falls asleep. Their head bangs on the desk and they immediately sit up.
And then for my bonus action, I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon and try to blenderize the zombie that's attacking me, I guess.
Sounds like the plan. A 19 hits.
12 damage.
I have noted that. Okay. Gold Dragon Gox.
Okay.
You've got friends that are fighting zombies.
Right, zombies.
Daldane has also pointed out
Oh, and you've been missing your tail swipes.
I'm sorry, what?
You were forgetting your tail swipes.
Oh, yeah, I need to do that. Okay.
I will allow you to do one, because technically one's it's the start of your turn and the end of Marwise's turn.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so I'm going to do a tail attack, and what I want to do is hit the zombie that almost killed Zeely, and I want to kind of bat it towards one of the 3 points that Daldane pointed out that there might be something there, and see if I can hit whatever that is with the zombie.
Bowling for zombies! Bowling for zombies!
That's what I want to do. You already have inspiration. I can't give you another point.
No, I don't. I don't have it.
I was talking to Zeely for the bowling for zombies comment. That
then she should definitely get yes.
But she already has it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
Somewhere on some plane of existence, Kevin goes, "Sounds like a good idea." And people just look at him and go, "What are you talking about?" And he was like, "Oh, don't worry about it."
Right. Because I figure, okay, if I hit the zombie, which I think there's a pretty good chance I'll hit the zombie and have it fly somewhere. If it hits one of those points and I don't hear an ow, then I know nothing but that one.
Okay, there's your point of inspiration. You made the deal.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll your tail swipe.
Okay. What do I roll for tail how swipe?
People give inspiration for so many different kinds of things, and it turns out where I give inspiration most often is if you amuse me. Dance for my amusement.
Okay, I've rolled a 16, but I don't know what I need for this to work.
Without even looking it up, you hit.
Okay, so I've hit the zombie. It is now flying in one of those directions, whichever one I picked out of the three.
Okay.
I'm
going to require you to roll again, but this is an improvised weapon.
Sure.
Improvised ranged weapon. So you're going to roll a die and add 2, which is your dex modifier.
Okay, I've got a 13 plus 2.
You successfully hit the side of a house.
Oops.
I would say the broad side of a barn, but that's on fire and collapsed.
Yeah.
And so, for future reference...
Just to be specific...
Uh-huh.
You have a plus 14 to hit?
I do?
Yeah.
And these things have an AC of 15, so you literally have to roll a 1 to miss.
Okay, so I've hit the zombie into the side of a house.
It bounces off and lands, but it's still moving.
Oh, okay. Well, it wasn't exactly what I was aiming to do, but it'll work. How far away is it?
Oh, at this point, it's a good 60 feet away from you.
Okay, when he comes back, I'll go with that one again. Can I, so I'm guessing that's an action?
No, that was
a reaction.
That was the end of Marwise's turn.
Oh,
now it is
your
turn. Now you have.
Okay, now it is my turn.
Yes, now you can use
and
a variety
all of your legendary actions fresh.
Okay.
Yes, so you got 3 more tail swipes after this.
I could do this again.
you have a wide variety of attributes available to you.
Okay.
You could multi-attack, so that's a bite and two claw attacks. Or, if you so chose, actually you can do this in addition to that, you can use Frightful Presence, although you'd be using it on undead.
Zombies. It's not going to work so well,
It might not be so effective. You have two different breath weapons you can use as an adult gold dragon. You have Fire Breath, which, you know, Fire Breath.
Right.
If you didn't use Fire Breath, Zeely might be slightly disappointed in you. Or might be disappointed in herself, because there is a little bit of jealousy going on. I don't know what color Zeely's eyes are canonically, but they might turn green.
Ooh, okay.
I appreciate the laughter. Or you also have a weakening breath, which requires a strength saving throw, or they get disadvantage on strength-based attack rolls.
Okay. But that one is 60-foot cone, and I think the zombies are closer to my friends than that.
Well, like Well, both breath weapons are 60-foot cones. The building that you launched a zombie at is 60 feet away.
Oh, well, okay. So I could probably...
Trying to set fire on the three places Daldane thinks she might see attackers is also a tactical option.
That might be a thing. Okay. So I have a zombie that's like just in a house 60 feet away. Yeah. I've got one by Daldane and one by Marwise, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. How far away are either of them? Like, who's closest?
I'm just going to split it up and say all three buildings are 60 feet away from you, but they're in different directions.
Okay. All right. Well, if the tail attack refreshes.
It does at your turn. So,
after, so if I use that now.
After you say you're done, when anyone else ends their turn, you may use a tail swipe up to three times.
Okay.
But you they're done not during your turn. They're done during
other turn. I got it. Okay, yes. I think what I want to try to do instead then, there is a tail attack under action, and there's another under legendary action. So I assume I did the legendary action one.
If you do a tail attack, that's going to be one action. Because multi-attack says that you can use three attacks, but it says one bite and two claws.
Okay.
So if you want to bite and claw to take down one of the nearby zombies, you can attempt that. If you'd rather use a breath weapon at a distant zombie or a house, you can do that. But you keep.
Well, I kind of feel like that one's going to take a minute before I can get back to hurt my friends. So I'm going to do. I'll get whatever zombie is closest and do the multi attack with one bite and two claws to kind of rip it apart.
I'm going to say it's the one. I'm going to say it's the one next to Marwise is closest.
Okay, then that's the one I'm going for. So I assume I roll a d20.
Does multi attack have to be on one target? Because
I don't know.
Bonuses.
Oh well.
Because right now the only reason you're rolling a d20 is to see if you roll a one. Anything else hits.
I rolled an 18.
Okay. Roll again for a claw.
Okay. Roll again for a claw. That one is a 6. But it's a...
That means it's a hit.
Yeah. Okay. So I hit the zombie with a claw, the one that's closest to Marwise. And I'm hoping to, like, claw the thing's head off so it's, like, dead.
That's how you know they're dead.
That's what I'm going to do.
And roll one more time for your second claw attack.
Okay. That one's a 7 plus something, I assume.
Okay. Well, yes.
I don't know.
Plus 14.
Okay.
Their AC is 15. So if you roll a 2, you hit.
Okay, so I've hit.
If it wasn't for crit fail rules, a 1 would hit. But crit fail rules are in effect. So anything above a 1, you are damaging them. You're only really rolling to see if you crit fail or crit succeed.
Okay.
So you've eaten the first zombie. You've swatted the second head off. And you swatted the third zombie's head off.
So
yeah. Wait,
oddly enough.
You ate a zombie? Don't eat zombies.
I didn't eat a zombie.
No.
Hit him with the battle axe. Were eaten.
Yeah, no. You chopped the one zombie's head off. This particular zombie that you're biting and clawing, it's a lot tougher. It's like jerky that's been left out too long.
So, it does not taste like bacon.
No, okay. It is not bacon. It is It is the opposite of bacon. Now, you thought the opposite of bacon was a salad. No, it isn't.
It's
salad
this.
And bacon are on the same side of food. This is
this
not.
This is not food. Okay.
No, it's still moving.
Okay, so...
It's very badly injured, but it's still moving.
Yeah, because these zombies are pretty extreme.
These are, I guess.
It's bloodied.
It's bloodied. So the zombie's in my mouth and it's bloodied. Am I understanding that correctly?
There's zombie bits in your mouth. You feel the need for the largest of toothbrushes.
Okay.
Or maybe Zeely can use a spell to conjure Listerine.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so
there's going to be several prestidigitations necessary at this point.
Yeah, that's going to be a thing.
I just had a horrible thought about Zeely getting inside another dragon's mouth, but this time to do dental work.
Oh god. Oh no. Okay.
Like, have you been brushing back behind your molars, because there's a lot of decay back here?
It's not for me.
Oh, right. No, yeah, that's a finger.
Ugh. Yeah.
Precedition.
That's about how that
I've
would
only
go.
Had these molars 10 minutes.
Right.
You only had them 10 minutes and already.
Not even 10 seconds. You got them last turn.
Yeah, I did. So, big mistake.
And,
mm-hmm.
And that's an inspiration, by the way. Marwise, I think you already have it.
Yes, I do.
You're doing well.
Your inspiration,
though.
Why don't you? Okay.
Okay, so no. I'm trying to understand. Okay, so I have dispatched a zombie. It's dead.
You have not.
I have not.
You have bloodied it. It's still moving, and you've used all of your actions for this turn.
Okay.
Yes. Now, next up is going to be Zeely. When Zeely says that Zeely is done, then Gox can
then
go
I can
with
do something smack. Else.
But
okay.
it is now Zeely's turn to laugh maniacally and do the thing.
Yes.
Quickened mirror image. And Zeely launches herself into the air.
For the briefest of moments, it makes four copies of you, right?
I think it makes three, and the real one's number four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So three copies of Zeely appear. Now, Zeely is still on top of the cube. So three Zeelys appear, and they just sort of hover there. The DM was temporarily
standing
thinking,
on nothing.
The DM was temporarily thinking that they should appear and then just sort of fall down like something's been summoned into Gary's mod. And that idea amuses him greatly. But he doesn't want to have that be canon because there's probably some way to abuse it. So yes, three floating Zeelys and then all four Zeelys tick straight up. Or whichever direction Zeely chooses to fly. I don't know.
I would like to be out of zombie range.
Okay. You pass a house that is floating with a lot of balloons attached to it.
Is it on fire? I didn't do it.
Not yet. There's an old man with a walker who's yelling at you. There also appears to be a very frightened small boy wearing a uniform.
Don't forget the dog with the collar that keeps saying squirrel.
Huh,
he was
weird.
Hiding under the
post. Whatever
because
it
he
is,
loves
it
you.
Wasn't me.
Yelling at old men with walkers is a free action, I guess. I don't want that to be canon, but whatever. All right. So you
I'm
did quick and mirror
to
image.
See if I can find.
I would say you did quick mirror image, so you still have an action available.
Yes. Also, I am looking around for things that look like. They can cast Summon Horrible Box.
Okay. Well, I will not require you to roll anything to be aware that Daldane pointed out three locations. From your vantage point, it's actually harder to see through those particular windows. But from your vantage point, you can see more of the town. And you can see that there's a lot more zombies that have gotten up than you incinerated with the previous fireball.
Oh, more zombies.
Yeah, they'll probably start to get into range around the start of next turn. They're not known for moving very fast. They're not runners.
Of me or the rest of the party?
Yes.
So, spell range or zombie range?
I'm going spell range because so many members of the party have range. Actually, at this point, because we have a gold dragon in the party, everyone has a ranged attack.
Yep.
Okay, so they're currently outside spell range.
I mean, you probably have a spell that would go that far, but there's still two zombies that are hanging out with your party members.
Oh, true.
And three targets of opportunity that might contain a big bad.
Well, since everyone in the town is dead anyway, as evidenced by all the zombies, I am going to decide to handle these targets of opportunity in a particular way. I'm going to cast a fireball at one of them.
Meanwhile, there's some old guy in a cart going, I'm not quite dead yet.
Oh, no.
I feel fine. I think I'll go for a walk.
Oh, no.
And then the fireball hits.
No.
I was making that up. That's not true. None of that is true. None of that is canon. I just like Monty Python way too much.
Oh, Monty Python.
Yes.
I didn't realize that's what that was.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, it's a fourth level fireball because I'm out of third level spell slots, so, you know.
Sorry, I'm all out of regular. Would you like to supersize it? Like the last time I stayed in a hotel.
I don't think they have that metamagic.
The last time I stayed in a hotel, they told me that the room I'd requested was not available, so they upgraded me to a suite. This is the fireball equivalent of that.
Wow.
Except you're going to eliminate a suite of suites.
Does Zee share that she sees a bunch of zombies incoming?
We can probably assume from the fireball.
The fireball isn't going towards zombies. It's going towards a house.
Oh, okay.
One of the three houses that Daldane pointed out.
Okay.
Yeah, if Zeely doesn't say anything, Marwise is just going to assume that Zeely's attacking the targets Daldane pointed out.
Okay, there's enough high numbers in that roll that I'm going to say that there is a smoking crater.
I guess the house didn't save.
No, the house was unable to make it save.
The house lacks the evasion feat.
Houses are not known for high dexterity modifiers.
The house uses evasion.
Is this the house that I tail swiped a zombie into, or is this a different house?
That's a good question. Which house did you aim for?
Different house.
Okay.
So now there's two houses. But... This is now a scene from How Not to Be Seen. Another great Monty Python reference that I believe the video was linked to Discord earlier. I like how Ellie is now rolling 1d3 in chat to decide which house is which. I am okay. I'm on board with this. So, Zeely, that's your turn, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. And Gox can now use his tail.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I've still got one zombie sitting here that has I have two?
You have two. Okay. The one you attacked before, you bloodied but did not kill.
Okay. Yeah. And
so there's one you're eating and one you're not.
Yeah. The one that I'm not eating hasn't had much damage done to it yet, right?
The one that's attacking Daldane has not been touched.
Okay, so I'm going to go for that one with the tail attack, and I'm going to try to hit another target that Daldane had picked out like before.
Well,
you only get one tail strike per other person's turn.
Well,
okay.
At this point, you're using one tail swipe, and there's only two houses left. One of them has a zombie at it.
Right.
You're going to go and knock it at the other house.
Yeah.
So go ahead and roll.
Okay. I've rolled a one. I've somehow missed the zombie.
Okay.
Can I use my inspiration to try again?
You may use your inspiration to try again.
Let's do that.
I would say pack tactics would be in effect, but as a gold dragon, you are not a kobold.
Yeah. Right, I'm not. Okay, so I have a 6 this time.
Okay. Plus 14, that's a dirty 20.
Okay. So I'm going to hit him to the other house, not the one I aimed the other zombie at.
Roll a d20 and add 2.
12 plus 2.
Okay. You have successfully made this one bounce off of a different wall.
Okay. Well, I guess there's not a big bad up there then.
Well, there's not a big bad that's made of wall.
Yeah, that's made of wall.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they're at one or the other, they probably at least have, you know, I fired a warning shot, basically, with zombies.
Fire a warning shot across their nose.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with that. So, okay, so that'll do then. That's my in-between somebody's turn, right?
That'll do. Okay, so that was the end of Zeely's turn. Now it is Daldane's turn. Daldane, there is still a zombie that is a little bit shorter than it was before. The tail came right down on its head, but it's still standing. It's several inches shorter than it was before. It kind of compressed.
Just the one I bit?
No, that's the one you just tail swiped.
Oh, okay, cool.
With a 30-foot move, can I get within 30 feet of the majority of party members?
I would say that you're already within 30 feet of the majority of party members. Because Zeely's movement speed is her walking speed. And I'm not bothering to draw triangles to figure out exactly how far away she is.
Okay, so who's not within 30 feet of me?
Nobody.
Then I'm going to use my spell gem, which is a mass cure wounds at level 9.
Wow.
Alas, Daldane doesn't get to do max healing automatically.
That's true. But I do get to give everybody 34 more hit points.
Wow. Okay. This is good. This is good.
That brings Marwise back up to full.
34. Okay, I'm at full.
And
plus
Bardic
Dragon.
Bardic Inspiration to Marwise.
Thank you.
And that's my turn.
Okay, Gox, you're up.
Okay, I got one zombie still here.
Two zombies still here. You have not yet killed a zombie.
Oh, hey, I'm not bloodied anymore.
Good. That's good.
Wait, I thought we had three zombies. What happened?
I thought we had
one
three
of them?
Zombies, yeah. Well, one of them I hit all the way across to a
you
a
have
house.
You have played baseball with two different zombies.
Okay.
And there was also the third one she bloodied.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And I have a third direction I can tail swipe to?
The third one's a crater.
Yeah, you could.
There
was
a crater.
You could try to do golfing.
Before golfing Gox's turn.
Yes.
Before Gox's turn, Gox gets a legendary
action. This isn't
action.
Gox's turn. This is the legendary action.
Yeah, this is legendary action.
Oh, okay.
Action.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're ahead of you. All right. So I can do a legendary
action.
The one
near me.
Okay.
The one near you, the one near Daldane is the only one that you can currently tail swipe.
Okay, then that's the one I'm going to tail swipe. Okay. I don't know where to tail swipe him to.
Well,
smack.
Your last attack attempted to turn it into a tent peg.
Yeah.
So you could just go for that again.
I could go for that again, sure. All right. I've got a 19 on the dice.
Okay, so that maths into a lot.
Yeah.
I will mark off the damage.
Okay, sure.
It
makes it very easy when your bonus to hit is one less than their armor class.
Right.
Yeah, it's,
I'm going
to go ahead and assume that a 33 hits.
Well, it was a glancing blow. You just barely hit it.
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay.
You barely
so
hit it
that's
a
the plan.
Lot.
Then that's what I'm doing. Then I'm doing that tail attack on that zombie in
so
particular.
That's your legendary action for this. You got one more before the beginning of your next turn.
Okay.
And it's time for somebody else to go.
Okay.
But who the world may never know.
It's the weirdo in the window.
The window. The window. The second story window. I wonder if anyone knows that song.
No.
Oh, it's a song that my sister sang at Girl Scout camp. And it is very, very morbid if you listen to all the lyrics.
Okay.
I remember from when my sister's Girl Scout camp. And yeah, it's morbid.
Yes.
Most children's nurse rhymes ends up being morbid once you know the meaning
of
them.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that one I missed out on. I was in Girl Scouts, but I don't remember that one. Okay.
Zeely, I would like you to make a constitution saving throw. And that's not just a figure of speech. I would really like you to make this constitution saving throw.
Or get back in the box.
If Zeely fails...
How does Zeely go in the box?
You make the save.
30, 20?
Oh, wow. You made the save.
Wow.
But that is the target number, by the way. This is a high-level spellcaster. You need
all
to roll
right.
a 20 to make the save. So what happens on a failed save? Or a success was half as much. Okay. So you're going to take half the damage I'm about to roll.
I'm concerned about what you're rolling. You're rolling a chat. I'm concerned.
Well, I don't have that many D8s out.
Oh my.
That's a lot of DH. Whoa. Oh no.
31.
Yes, oh, no. 31 points of necrotic damage.
Oh.
Then why there are so many zombies?
I'm glad I spent my round healing.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, half of that. I know what and why there are so many zombies. Sorry, what were you saying?
Ellie was right. Ellie's better at math than me. 31 points of damage is what you're taking. If you had not made your save, it would have been the full number that I rolled. That would have been very bad.
I am bloodied again.
You get back up. You get knocked down again. They're trying to just keep
Thankfully,
you down.
Thankfully, mirror image is not concentration.
They're never going to keep you down.
But I assume this means Gox gets to use his last tail swipe of the round?
It is possible that Gox at this point gets to use his last tail swipe.
Okay. I've already hit two zombies. I don't know where the spell came from that just hit Zeely, though.
Yeah. Well, there's two remaining possibilities, and there's more than one character that has house-destroying abilities.
Yeah.
But right now, because this is a reaction, you don't have movement, so the only thing you can do as an attack is tail swipe that last zombie that was going after Daldane.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
You can make a perception check.
Well, yes, you can.
Oh,
as
okay.
As a legendary action.
Oh, and I didn't realize you could do that.
Can I do that?
That also is at a plus 14.
Okay,
I did not realize I could do that.
Yeah, you can do that instead of a tail swipe.
Okay, that is what I will do. I want to find where the guy is.
Okay.
I've got a 19 on the dice.
Okay, so that maps into a lot.
Okay.
The 33.
All right.
So, for the briefest of moments, right when Zeely clutches her heart and goes, "Oh, spicy," or whatever. Apparently, someone was eating Daldane's chili peppers that Daldane was cultivating in the Dazzling Dwelling. No one should do that. Even if you are immune to fire damage, it's a bad idea.
Plasma damage.
Pretty much. And I love how we're conflating Ellie and Daldane right now. But whatever. So right as that happens, you briefly see out of house number 3 a masked face and a hand. And the hand just sort of pointed one finger at Zeely.
How far away is...
And then it goes back inside the window. One of the houses that's 60 feet away.
One of the houses that is what?
60 feet away.
60?
Yeah, all three houses are 60 feet away in different directions.
Okay.
Because the DM is lazy and doesn't want to math tonight.
That's fine. I just couldn't hear the number. Okay, so I know which house he's in, so I'm going to yell, "He's in that one!" Point with the claw.
Excellent!
Muffled profanity.
And I think that's the end of my extra turn.
Oh, by the way, there are lots of zombies over there.
And over there. And there's a few over there. And there were some over there,
Enough
but they seem to be on
consider
fire.
Consider retreating?
In which direction?
We have a giant Gox to fly on.
True.
Fair.
If we take down the spellcaster, maybe the zombies will drop. Just a thought.
That's a thought. But it's the zombies' turn.
Okay.
The ones that you knocked away have a movement speed of, let me look it up, 30 feet. So they double move, and now one of them is in front of Marwise again. And there's two of them in front of Daldane. But they double moved, so they don't get any attacks.
Okay.
But however, the one that is in front of Daldane from before doesn't have much movement because it's now embedded into the ground up to its knees. A little bit past its knees. It's hard to tell for sure. It might be embedded into the ground up to its knees, or it might just be there's nothing left of its legs below the knee. Six of one, half a dozen of another. You've been smacking it on the head a lot, and it's shorter. That's the bottom line.
Yeah,
yeah. I should hope it doesn't have six legs.
That'd be a problem.
I might have stats for that, but let's not talk about that now.
That'd be a zombie spider who had an accident.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm still rolling disadvantage because someone has an aura that's still up. So, the first roll would have hit, but the second roll's on that one. Daldane lives to taunt another day.
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
I'm trying. I was just raised yesterday.
That's longer ago than we thought.
I don't actually have the ability to speak. This is just the DM being silly. He feels he needs to clarify because you befriended so many undead before.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a fair cop.
We do it keep is. Doing that.
Yeah, now, and they end up being valuable allies when you're fighting the big bad at the end of the campaign arc, so you know, whatever.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have an army. We have an army, too, of undead. We befriended all of them. We gave one a hat.
And now he's their leader, yeah.
I mean, fair. Mm-hmm. Oh, this campaign, I don't think it's ever been on the rails.
No, it's a bunch of kobolds. Of course not.
I love it so, so much, and that is the free space on the bingo card. Okay, so that's the zombie's turn. I would say that Gox gets to do a tail swipe, but Gox has already done three, so Gox is out of
I've
line.
Already done three. I'm out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So now it's Marwise's turn.
Zeely, you said you're bloodied?
Yeah, specifically, I am now exactly 100 hit points down from my max. Good I grief. Did get up above half briefly, but I got bloodied again.
My maximum hit points are 105.
My maximum's 88, so yeah.
My maximum's 155.
All right, well, I'm going to use one of my channel divinities, so you get another 85 hit points.
Wow.
Wow.
And my spiritual weapon should still be out there. So let me just remember exactly what level I cast that at.
I'm definitely not bloodied now.
Will it blend?
And this is me attacking the zombie that's been pounded into the ground a bit. Will a 22 hit?
And then some.
11 damage.
Noted.
And that's the end of my turn.
I would say it's on death's door, but it's already dead. Stop hitting it! It's already dead! Let it hit you for a few times. All right, so that's Marwise's turn. Next up is Gox.
Okay, so I know where the spellcaster is.
Yes.
So,
I'd recommend incinerating that house more than attacking the zombies.
Yeah, that's the plan. But it's 60... The fire breath is 60 feet away. Everything out here seems to be wood, right? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes.
Okay, so
surrounded by things that are vulnerable flammable. To fire damage.
Okay, so I want to move, closer to the house so I can get the 60-foot cone to engulf the house.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use fire breath and do that.
Everybody's dead, Dave.
Do I roll something for fire breath or
you roll damage?
I roll damage.
Yeah, you roll damage if you want to. Otherwise, everybody else makes a saving throw.
Yeah, I got to roll to see if I take half damage.
Okay, so let's see. Each creature in that area must make a DC 21 dexterity saving throw, taking 66 fire damage on a failed save or half as much damage on a successful one. And there's also a numbers
let's
beyond that.
Let's do average
somewhere.
Damage then because
that's
it's
fine.
Getting late.
Yeah, it's fine.
So the muffled profanity is a little bit more muffled because raging fire.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot less of the house.
Okay.
The house does not make its saving throw.
All right. So he's either going to die in there or he's got to come.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. And I don't know how big the house is or what this
but
guy can
it's
do.
It's not but... their turn. So they don't have any movement to use.
Right. Yeah. So I figured that ought to, fire bad ought to occupy the spellcaster for a while.
Right. Yes,
fire bad. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's a really old animation where that was a very common line in it. I don't think it's even... I don't know if you can find it anywhere.
Don't remember.
A parody of Metallica. Never mind. So that is Gox's turn.
Yes.
And now we're up to Zeely. Someone's starting fires without you.
How close am I to that house?
I'd say, because you flew about 30 feet up, math is hard. I'd say you're maybe 70 feet away from it.
Hmm. So, probably far enough away that if I come closer and look in the window, I'm still just going to see fire.
I think if you flew up to the window and looked through, you still might just see fire. A gold dragon just exhaled on it.
Yep.
It's a legendary belch.
That case, I'm going to...
Hey, that should get all the zombie parts out.
I'm going to ignore the spellcaster for the moment, because the spellcaster is either Ash or soon to be Ash. And for once, it's not me doing it. So I'm going to look at all the zombies. What is the current configuration of zombie?
There's two on me.
There's one on me.
And there's an untold number that are about 60 feet away from the party, but approaching. It looks like the entire town got up to say hi.
Mm.
60 feet away.
You incinerated all the ones that were closer than that.
I have an idea. I cast Wall of Fire. I cast Wall of Fire in a ring around the party, and the outside is the bad side.
Well, if the zombies attempt to play Hokey Pokey, that's what it's all about, I guess. Okay. Anything else? Gloating is a free action.
I'm actually getting surprisingly low on both spell slots and sorcery points, so no.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm running low on slots myself.
Okay, so if that is the end of Zili's turn, Gox.
Okay.
I've got some bad news.
Okay.
Wall of Fire is on the opposite side from you. So you're outside the Wall of Fire. I've got some good news.
Uh-huh.
I've got some good news. When it's your turn and you choose to move, you're immune to fire damage. So that Wall of Fire is kind of like going through one of those misting stations at an amusement park that you can go through to keep
cool. It's comfy. It's nice.
It's soothing. It gets rid of all the zombie bits that get kicked in under the scales.
Right, you know. It's a cleansing fire. It's pleasant.
You've heard of a car wash. This is a dragon wash.
It's a dragon wash.
Yes.
Okay.
With that said, there is only one way that you're going to be able to use your movement at this point.
Okay.
And that is a wing attack.
Okay.
You can do bludgeoning damage with it to things that are within the vicinity of you. And then you get to move half of your flying movement speed.
Okay.
Are we within the area of effect of the wing attack?
I would assume no.
I'm outside the wall.
No, you have to be within 10 feet of Gox for that attack to do
something.
Okay.
Because Gox would be... I mean, there are three things that Gox could do a wing attack against. The zombies that are inside the circle of fire... The zombies that are outside the circle of fire, and the dude that's in the house that's currently burning down.
At this point, there's no enemies within the wing attack range. You would only be doing this if you wanted to get inside the ring of fire so that at the end of someone else's turn, you could use a tail attack.
You could also try to collapse the building on the guy who's in there.
I'm kind of thinking that.
Yeah, that too.
When you said you moved forward so that you could engulf the building, I did not assume that you moved as far forward so that you were right in front of the building.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair.
So
that's fair, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have to be right in front of it. I had a range with that.
With a 60-foot cone.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have to get that close. So
no, you didn't.
Okay.
So I'm going to rule that you're maybe 20 feet out from the Wall of Fire. And so wing attack would allow you to move fully inside of it.
So you can defend us from the zombies that are in.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So there's no damage rolling because there's nothing that would be damaged by it. But you take off and basically just back up, but airborne. And go right through Zili's Wall of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're kind of sort of like World of Warcraft style hovering over the battle.
Okay.
And next person to go is going to be Daldane, and as soon as Daldane says that she's done, you can use your last remaining legendary action before your next turn to smack a zombie again.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, Daldane.
So, there's three remaining zombies, right? Inside
on,
the ring
on
of fire?
On this side of the Wall of Fire.
All right. I reach out to the closest one.
Well, there's two of them that are ready to attack you, so they're both right there.
Go for the one that's already injured. It's got to die eventually.
I reach out to the closest one, the one that's most accessible to me. I say,
I'd say the shorter one.
I'm very sorry that this had to happen to you.
Ugh.
And I cast an 8th level chain lightning. To hit all three of them.
It turns out that one of the zombies clearly had bone spurs. It was able to avoid the draft. How much damage is chain lightning going to do now?
A lot, if I remember from other characters.
41.
And that's if they don't make their save.
If they don't make their save.
Okay. Well, the one you did, that you reached out to, if he made his save, he'd still be dead. And what's the target? You said dexterity saving?
17. Dexterity 17.
All right. Well, that's a save. That is not.
So 20 if they fail, 41 if they don't. Sorry, other way around. 41 if they fail, 20 if they don't.
I listened to what you meant, not what you said. So the one that's been fighting Marwise is bloodied. Is that your turn?
Yeah, that's my turn. I think I don't have any bonus actions left.
Okay. Gox, it's time to use a tail swipe. Who do you choose to use on? There's one in front of Daldane. There's one in front of Marwise. The one in front of Marwise looks a little worse for wear.
Okay.
These are badass zombies.
They are.
They are statted out. They're available in D&D Beyond.
Wow. Okay. So the one in front of Daldane is more beat up. Probably
no, the one in front of Marwise is more beat up. There was one in front of Daldane that was more beat up because of you. But it's dead.
Okay.
It's dead, dead.
That one's dead now. Okay. So then I guess I'm going for the one in front of Marwise. And I'm going to do a tail attack, and I'm hoping to hit it through the wall of fire and into the oncoming zombies. Don't know if it'll work, but I'm going to try.
I'm on board with this plan.
Okay. I rolled a 9 on the dice.
That, plus 14, that hits.
Yeah. Okay. So it's hit. And then I don't know what I do from here. I forgot.
I've been doing average damage, so I'll just mark that off.
Sure.
Okay. It goes through the wall of fire. It's very similar to watching Last of the Mohicans, the not-so-good movie, but whatever, where they jump through the waterfall, only it's fire.
Okay.
You don't necessarily see what happens on the other side, but you imagine it involves things burning.
Okay. Great.
A lot.
I've used a zombie as a fireball.
Remember, you're supposed to pull the marshmallow out of the fire before it... Okay, now it's napalm again.
Well. Yeah.
Fine. Here's another one. Just remember, when it catches on fire, you don't swing the stick wildly because then a flaming marshmallow flies through the air and sticks to something or someone.
Yum!
I think we found Zeely's secret origin story.
There you go.
A bunch of young kobolds were sitting around a campfire. They found a bag of marshmallows. The rest is history. As Zeely watched the marshmallow burn, she understood fire and how it worked. Several firebolts later, she was a cult hero.
Yes.
I'm on board with this plan. But that is Daldane's turn, and that's Gox's last tail swipe, so now it's somebody else's turn. They take a moment to take fire damage, because, well, frankly, they're currently on fire. So that's a thing that is taking place. Okay. I have noted that. None of you can see what's going on, because there happens to be a wall of fire between all of you and most of the action.
Yes.
Sorry.
How dare you. There is one remaining zombie that's hanging out that's in front of Daldane. It's wearing its smoking jacket.
Oh, my.
And rolling at disadvantage because somebody is maintaining concentration on cool stuff. Don't even get to have any fun with zombie plagues or anything. No, you've got to be super awesome, epic level. That's a 2. Okay. So... It's swinging like it's blind. Wait.
It might be.
It might be. It might actually be.
Did it poke its eyes out?
It may have, or it might just be someone's maintaining an aura where if you manage to hit something and you're undead, you end up going blind.
Also, I just lightninged it.
True,
so
that could have an effect.
Its eyeballs may have boiled off.
There might have been a popping sound. What? You don't think you can think of popcorn ever the same way again.
Yeah.
This is worse than Electo and her lightsaber.
I am not going to ask for details about that reference. I'm just going to move on because I'm slightly disturbed by my own imagery.
That was, leave it be for right now.
That's probably a good plan.
Okay.
Just let it go. Okay.
Mawise, it is your turn. There is one zombie in front of you and a wall of fire that's probably between you and all the other zombies. All
right. So first I'm going to roll to attack with my spiritual weapon.
Will it blend?
And I'm assuming I'm close enough. Since it's right next to Daldane, I'm assuming pack tactics.
27 says yes.
It's right next to you.
Will.
Wow.
Go ahead and roll that beautiful bean footage.
And that's 13 damage on the spiritual weapon.
It does not currently blend.
Oh.
These are mighty.
But it is officially bloodied.
Are these dire zombies or something?
Do dire zombies exist? Oh my god.
They are greater zombies.
Oh.
And I've actually nerfed them slightly because I haven't been doing the whole when you hit zero hit points, you get to roll and then not be at zero hit points rule.
So, I'm also going to cast Flame Strike. I'm going to do it at 6th level.
Well, you don't want to make it feel left out. All of its friends are burning in undeath.
Yeah.
So it's got to make a dexterity save of 19.
Would you accept a 4?
Oh, no.
All right, so...
Technically, it's a 4 on the die. Let me add the modifier. So that would be a 4.
All right, and Flame Strike does 2 kinds of damage. I'm pouring the extra into Radiance, because undead, it makes sense they'd be vulnerable. Not? But so that one's fire damage, so 14 fire damage, and 20 Radiance damage.
So Marwise is a kobold. We all know Marwise is a kobold. But for the briefest of moments, Marwise is a boomkin. Spanning
moonfire. Yes.
Nice.
Moonfire!
Such a glorious spell that, yes, you're supposed to cast it and let the debuff go on for a while, but no one can do that. You just keep stamping it. Totally a horrible use of your mana reserves, but never mind about that. How do you want to do this?
I melt it with holy light from the sky.
Ooh.
Its entire body is incinerated except for its arms, which are reaching out towards you. And they sort of hover in the air for just for a microsecond after the rest of it turns into ash and just fall to the ground.
I gotta say also, I really appreciate how much of your mannerisms are taken from Get Smart.
Which of us are you referring to?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You.
Oh, okay.
Crash.
Well, this microphone I'm talking into is shoe-shaped.
Okay, then.
Would you believe a 4?
Oh, yeah, I get it now. I got it.
By the way, I have very little memory of Get Smart. I remember watching it growing up, but I remember the Cone of Silence and talking into a shoe phone and the opening sequence, and that is it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably remembering the opening sequence wrong. Much.
Most of what I know about Get Smart is either the Steve Carell movie or my mom talking about how much Inspector Gadget reminded her of Get Smart.
Oh, yeah. There's some similarities there.
I mean, well, yeah, there's that. Yeah. Sorry.
What's his name? I can't remember his name. Get Smart.
There is a fantastic ska band cover of the Get Smart theme, and it is so glorious. I probably linked it in Discord before. It's by the Melbourne Ska Orchestra.
Yes, you have.
Yes, it's glorious.
Oh, I think I did see that.
Exactly
yes.
What
yes.
You're talking about.
It is
that's pretty good.
The whole video is cinematic gold. They do so many things right. But I digress. The party is currently surrounded by a wall of fire of Zeely's making. You have your doubts that any zombies will be able to make it in anything other than spirit.
Well,
we're fighting a necromancer, that might not be great.
Yeah, and we're running low on spell slots, at least I am, so yeah. I think we take this opportunity to climb aboard Gox and have him fly us out of here as quickly as he can.
We can.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
We can do that.
I've got a seventh level spell slot open.
I can land on that house and break that one down, too.
We can Dazzling Dwelling anytime we need.
Okay, so if you're going to fly off into the whatever, because it's like right afternoon, so there isn't really a sunset. If you fly off into the sun, bad things are going to happen.
Right. Don't want to do that now.
Yeah, immunity to fire is not immunity to the cold vacuum of space.
Right.
Sadly. So which way are you going to head? Further north where you were heading before when you came across this town, or back the way you came? Or east or west?
North, but probably only far enough to where we think we've lost him and then hunker down in Dane's Dazzling Dwelling.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea to me.
Okay.
When you fly off, you see that you were, in fact, vastly outnumbered by zombies.
Wow.
Possibly more zombies than there were original residents of the town.
That's a new
but
one.
No one shoots any spells off in your direction as you fly away. There's no arrows or anything. There's a few zombies that look up at you as you pass and just sort of like half-heartedly wave a hand in the air going, some of them just sort of wave the hand down like, I give up.
Okay.
I was invited to a party and it ended before I got there. Lousy traffic. Whatever. And this is probably a good point to end it. So we'll take up after your long rest.
Yes.
Okay.
I like to think the way Gox lifted off. Zaylee already being in the air just suddenly found herself like sitting at the back of his neck.
I like this thought. Yeah.
Like my picking her up on the way.
As cool as that imagery is, I wonder how Zaylee would take it, because Zaylee was still maintaining three illusions of herself.
Right.
Or was that a concentration spell?
No, it's not concentration.
Okay. Okay. So somehow Gox picked the right Zaylee.
Gox has gotten smarter. It's a one on the box.
Yeah, true.
Don't dragons have something they can do with blind sight?
Dragons have very wicked intense perception abilities.
Yeah.
We'll just chalk it up to the plus 14.
Sure.
Yeah.
That should do. Mm-hmm.
All right. So thank you everyone for playing. Thank you everyone for listening. This went really long.
Oh, hey, have blind sight.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So there's that too.
So he's immune to my mirror image.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That's how I picked the right one.
We've lost, I think, all but one of our listeners because everyone else was like, I got to go to sleep. And so do I. But plugs. So Chris, who is not here right now, he has a podcast, AzeroCTC.com. They publish every other week. Ellie runs a social media site, Elic.xyz. It's based off of Mastodon. So anyone with a Mastodon account can follow us there. Our information is linked in the whatever it is. EO's mom writes books, Elizabeth-McCoy.com. Jen has a blog and podcast at bookofjen.net. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/CogwheelGaming. Help us keep the lights on. Until next time, this is Crash saying a muffled profanity. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.